What do you think are the key problems that are affecting adherence specifically to long-term hormonal therapy of breast cancer?
I think it's going to get harder for adherence, particularly when we're looking at patients potentially being on hormonal therapy maybe even 10 years. It's a challenge to do a five-year program, but if you're saying, well, you're going to have potentially side effects that will go on for even longer than that, then women start questioning, am I getting benefit for the entire length of time that I'm taking it? If I take it for 3 years, then how much reduction in recurrence did I get from taking it for that period of time? That they have foxhole religion at first, and I think we'll do whatever that we ask them to do. But as more time goes by, then they're like, I really don't know if I want to stay on this medicine. I think I'm going to be fine if I don't stay on this medicine. It also raises the question of how often should we be touching base with our patients. On hormonal therapy, usually the visits are spaced 6 months apart now. That's a long time for her to be having to make personal decisions about whether she's going to take the drug or not each day. Though we may not need to see her more often, it certainly would be beneficial to have a nurse touch base with her via phone and say, how are you doing on your medicines? Any side effects that you want to talk to me about or that I can help you with? Even finding out, do they have a prescription plan to cover the medicine? These medicines are expensive. We may not have done our homework in educating the patient about various programs that the pharmaceuticals offer to discount the drug if they don't have financial means.